Hello, I'm Lodging Editor Kate Hughes. Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. Hotels are starting to ramp back up for the summer travel season, but hoteliers looking to promote their properties are facing a new marketing landscape. We talked with some experts, Sheila Shotland, VP of Brand Marketing at Wyndham, Deb Gaber, a marketing specialist and author of two books on brand loyalty, Branding is Sex and Irrational Loyalty, and Emily Dilley, Director of Marketing for Classic Hotels and Resorts, about how marketing has changed in a post-COVID hotel industry.
So the first thing I wanted to ask you about is how has COVID-19 and the entire pandemic situation changed the way brands are approaching marketing? Deb, let's start with you because you have kind of an overview of everything rather than a specific company.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, one of the things that I've noticed over the trajectory of the pandemic and how brands are showing up is that I think that human beings are fundamentally changed as a result of this experience. Those of us who are living these very, very grand, very large lives that were, you know, expansive and had us, you know, moving around the earth, we are confined, most of us, to very small spaces, and people are having sort of a renewed focus on what's truly, truly important to them. And I think that when you pair that with the phenomenon of consumers especially really looking to brands for leadership in a space where we have kind of a lot of disinformation, conflicting information, and in many cases, a vacuum of leadership, they are looking to the brands that they love and that they respect to show them how to act, how to feel, how to be, where to go, what to think. And that is something that has accelerated the process of brands really digging in, and the ones who are doing a good job at this, showing up with a set of values and beliefs and using those to attract to them consumers and customers who are aligned with those. That's really the biggest thing that I've seen, is just this acceleration of that process.
Right. And Sheila, what have you been seeing at Wyndham?
Yeah, absolutely. At Wyndham and across the hospitality industry, we have had to take a pause and pivot approach when it came to our marketing. And we've been approaching it in phases. And it's really been based off of the guest mindset as well as our franchisee mindset. You know, the first phase was really about showing empathy to our guests and franchisees. This is a fee relief to our franchisees, making sure we're encouraging our guests to be safe even when they're not traveling, or showing gratitude to our essential workers. What's important as people get back on the road is confidence and instilling that confidence in them that they can be comfortable coming back to our hotels. So we launched a Count on Us to Put Safety First initiative. And, you know, when it comes to clean and health and safety, this has always been important for hotels. It's just a part of our industry. But what we're noticing is that communicating it and being very clear on how we're cleaning and showing it in the hotels is very important right now in order to instill that confidence to our guests. And then the next phase is the little bit back to normal, a little bit back to the type of travel that we're starting to see come back, which are those more drive to locations. And, you know, people want to get back to their friends and family that they haven't seen in months. And just those moments of getting to see a family member face to face is so important right now. And it's really about assuring our guests that we are ready to welcome them when they are ready to get back to travel.
And Emily, what about you? Because your hotels are a little different.
Yes. So Classic Hotels and Resorts is a boutique company. We have 7 properties across Arizona and California. We're family owned. So definitely a little bit different approach. And even for my marketing team, which is small, but to Sheila's point, really a phased approach. And in the early days, it was combining a lot of listening, a lot of pausing. And internally, just the crisis communication became part of marketing and needing to convey messaging, what's open, what's not, what amenities are accessible, what are we doing for those that did still need to be staying in hotels. Of our little portfolio, 3 hotels remained fully open through all of it, and being able to address concerns that arose based on safety and cleanliness through that. And then moving into that next phase and seeing that as different markets began to open and restrictions were looking like they were going to be lifted, what was the demand and what could we offer that made sense? Mid-April, we really started looking to see, okay, let's begin crafting something that's what we call the Welcome Back campaign. And certainly, to Sheila's point, that incorporating the messaging about cleanliness and safety and how we were ready for the guests, but also the other pillar that we really took to it was we've missed our guests and we know that they've missed so much. And those of us, we all love travel and what that means to us and the experiences, the carefree nature, relaxation, and being able to speak to offering those components to the guest when they're ready. And that's the second piece of it, is that we recognize when the time is right is going to be different for every single guest. And when they feel the time is right to come back to us, that we're here for them.
I think that the hospitality industry on a whole is actually doing a really, really good job. I see many brands that are, they are really trying to instill confidence in people. They're working hard to make these deep emotional connections. And I really admire what the industry is doing. And then I'll say one other thing that I've seen that is just sort of a general trend as all businesses open up, but even more so in some of the examples that I see coming from the hospitality industry, is that the organizations that are also demonstrating to the world that they're taking care of their own, meaning their own employees and like you mentioned before, you know, franchisees, and also your customers, the ones who are leaning forward and demonstrating this is how we're taking care of our own community, that's going a long way towards increasing the amount of confidence that consumers are seeing. And my prediction is that the brands, as businesses open up and people are on a voluntary basis taking more and more steps to use these businesses that they previously weren't able to use during the pandemic, those businesses, those brands that are really, really focusing on employees and franchisees and their immediate community, those are the ones that are probably going to leap even further ahead. That's one of the things that I've really seen. But I do want to recognize hospitality industry, everything that I've seen so far, a lot of really, really good examples of smart branding and marketing, and this idea of meeting customers where they are to instill confidence, I think is also a key. You know, when they're ready to come back, that's so respectful of consumers and goes such a long way towards making them feel confident.
Well, that actually kind of leads right into my next question, which is how can you ensure that your messaging is respectful of the current situation? Because you can't ignore what's going on.
I've been telling people the entire time that you have to show regard for the current situation. That's kind of crisis communication 101, right? You have to show regard for humanity and the current situation. The brands that have all been out there producing the same "we are all in this together" email or the "we are all in this together" commercial, that they're virtually indistinguishable from one another, are the ones who are going to get left behind, right?
Right. Emily, what are you finding when you're developing your marketing messaging at this time?
So definitely there's an expectation and a demand and just a responsibility to incorporate that messaging into what we're saying. And we've even, I guess, sort of joked that it used to be a given that you were offering a clean hotel experience. We would never say that in an ad before all of this, but now you need to and you want to. It's not just a matter of our guests needing to hear that. We want to ease their concerns. We want to make them feel comfortable and really communicate what we're doing. And I think every hotel, every brand takes pride in those steps that they're taking to really ensure a clean and safe experience. And so incorporating that into the messaging is important. What I'm already seeing, and it is very interesting based on different markets, I think, as we're seeing across the country different responses and demand, is there a word that was, or a term that was kicked around early on that I guess coming out of China, and we're starting to see it here, is revenge travel. There's a little bit of that pent up, people just want to get back to not necessarily the new normal, but the old normal. And so balancing that, addressing and making sure people understand we will provide a clean and safe environment. Here's how we're doing it. Every one of our websites links to a landing page that outlines our cleaning standards for that hotel. We have one with a 7-acre water park. So as you can imagine, there's demand for additional information as to how is that safe for guests to come and enjoy. But we're also in Arizona starting to see a little bit less of the need for the full detail. As long as it's there, they know where they can find out the information. Now they almost want to get back to that old normal. And let's talk summer staycations. And can we just plan a fun time for our families to go back to enjoying life?
Sheila, how about you? Because again, your situation is very different. You kind of have not just a national, but a global perspective here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Emily, completely agree. When we built our marketing strategy and our framework moving forward, we first took a look at the consumer mindset, because our message needs to evolve as the state of travel evolves. Like, we are all moving at the speed of culture right now. And it was very important to us that before we talked about anything related to travel, that we first, like, quote unquote, broke the silence and reinforced our policies, made it very clear how we were meeting the needs of the guests and our franchisees during this time. We have to provide that information first and foremost, and completely agree with that. Cleanliness was not something we would ever typically advertise prior to this, but knowing that it's important now to showcase that it's something that, you know, as an industry, we're all doing, which is very important. But above all, it's about instilling confidence. And for us, especially being a global company, and our footprint in the U.S. is very different from our footprint globally, we really do have to look at the different markets and look at how different markets are recovering and plan our marketing and media very surgically moving forward, to know that in different areas, there will be different travel patterns, and we have to time it right, and we have to make sure it's empathetic to what our guests are going through at the time.
What advice, Sheila, would you have for hoteliers who are looking to promote their properties right now? What should they be doing? Should they be doing something different than they have been? And is there something they absolutely should not be doing?
I think what's interesting here, and I'll start with that last question about what they absolutely shouldn't be doing. They shouldn't be discounting. They should be protecting their rate. In a time of challenge like this, I know it can be tempting to discount your rate to try and drive occupancy, but you know, we are very much urging our franchisees to resist that. But the short-term gains that we might have from this will not outweigh the long-term consequences. We'll get out of this faster if we hold rate and rather focus on the value-added amenities during this time. So again, what are you doing from a health and safety perspective? And it's not just about communicating it, it's showing it in the hotels. We talk a lot about signals of clean through our Count on Us initiative. We're handing out hand sanitizers, we have hand wipes, we're doing high frequency cleaning in the high traffic areas to give those guests peace of mind. People are very hyper vigilant right now. They're very observant and they're very aware of what needs to happen and about cleanliness measures. So giving them those signals of clean in the hotel will be very important. The other piece is, think about the types of travel that's going to be coming back first, especially for our portfolio in the U.S. We're largely economy and mid-scale with the, you know, brands like Super 8, La Quinta, Days Inn. The drive-up traffic, the leisure traffic that's going to be coming back first, think about what are the needs of those guests. You know, for example, are you near an attraction that's going to be opening up again? Highlight that. Those are types of things that are going to be very important to guests right now that in many cases could supersede price.
And Deb, what do you think? Is there anything... Well, let's start with what shouldn't people be doing. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I think what people shouldn't be doing right now is doing something that is the same as everyone else. You know, I mentioned that, you know, the singular, we are all in this together commercial that starts out with the tinkly piano music, shows the montage of the first line workers taking off their masks, then, you know, people standing on their balconies cheering, et cetera, et cetera. It's becoming very, very clear that when brands don't know what to say, they go out there with a message that they think is the message that people want to hear. This is a time for great brands to really, really dig in and communicate their unique value and their singularity. How do they stand out? So for both of these hospitality brands that we're talking about here in this call, Wyndham and Classic Hotels and Resorts, in going to market with these important messages and signals of cleanliness and showing up in a way that is building confidence. At the same time, there's never been a better time than now to let people know what your brand uniquely stands for. And I think that I think that's, you know, that's the main thing. So, you know, to sum it up, don't do the same thing as everybody else because you think that's what you're expected to do. Really use this as a time to understand who is your ideal customer, who is your brand made for, and making sure that you're really communicating in a unique and singular way that's meaningful to those people while you're also satisfying those baseline requirements, like ensuring that the properties are spotless and clean and sanitized and things like that, because we've kind of flipped over Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you will. It used to be that marketing for the travel industry was all about self-discovery and connecting with other people. And, you know, there was just this baseline expectation that you showed up at a property and it was going to be clean. It wasn't something that you thought about. And the Maslow's hierarchy for brands has almost flipped over, especially in the hospitality industry. So it's time to make sure while you're communicating those things, you're also communicating the uniqueness and the singularity of your brand.
Emily, what have you guys been doing differently to promote your properties?
So seconding really what both Sheila and Deb had said, and from the business perspective, absolutely, I agree with not just blindly discounting. And that's a big thing. It's an easy go-to, but not the responsible thing to do right now. And so holding firm to rate to avoid really making a bad situation worse from a financial standpoint as we're all trying to rebuild. But one thing I would say, it's not necessarily different, but doing better, is I think all brands, and we all hope to and try to and do listen to our audience. But in this time, we really need to even do it better and let our customers be our gauge of what the demand is, what they're looking for, and responding to that. So not just listening, but that our campaigns and even down to responding to social media comments and messages, and the communication back and forth is really what's building that confidence, as we talked about, in the customer and helping them feel comfortable coming back to us. And then if you see any negativity or pushback to certain things, being able to pivot. And we're certainly lucky in that regard, being a small boutique firm, it's very easy for us to pivot if needed, probably easier than the larger brands. One of the other, I mean, it's kind of an easy no-brainer, but narrowing the circle and looking to your closest customers first. They're talking about the drive markets are going to be the first to come back, certainly as people are not really not flying much yet. So looking at your feeder markets, how can you reach out to those that are closest and welcome them back, and then begin expanding that circle as restrictions lift and as comfort lifts. We've seen with California and Arizona being our two markets, we had a huge influx of Californians coming to Arizona since Memorial Day, where restrictions are a lot lighter and more things were open. So that was a nice little bump for us. And we saw even the other surrounding states were an opportunity that we don't always have that many people come from Colorado or New Mexico, but they are right now because we have something we can offer that maybe in their states they can't get.
How long do you think the pandemic is going to affect your company's marketing and branding? And how long before you think it's going to get back to the old normal, as you called it before?
So for us, there's really two factions in our world, leisure and group. And a couple of our hotels are very large group hotels in a normal world. For leisure, we anticipate mid-2021. Booking a stay for a family of four is certainly easier than booking a group of 500 or a wedding for 250. Group's going to take longer, and a lot of the organizations that book meetings and association gatherings have been hurt by the pandemic themselves. So not only is it a matter of all the logistics of planning, but do they even have the financial resources to put those things together? So for group travel, we're looking to 2022 and beyond. We do think that expectations for cleaning protocol are going to remain a priority really well into 2021 and beyond. I guess the unknown is, could there be another wave? And what we don't know is maybe this kind of comes back up again. One of the internal terms we've been using is clean is the new green. And for the next year to year and a half, we're really pivoting and certainly not wanting to take away of any of the green initiatives that we're strong and rolling. We're a 1% for the planet business member, so that's also very important to us. But clean is really the focus right now, and continuing to get that out there. It may not be till 2022 that all business has returned to normal.
Sheila, what about you? How long is Wyndham planning to, if you can say, use the pandemic in their marketing materials?
We're taking a flexible approach. You know, we're planning for this to be the new normal for the foreseeable future. You know, do any of us really know? That's difficult to say. I wish I did. However, a lot of what's important to communicate during this is still important, and instilling confidence. What we are energized by at Wyndham, and we're being cautiously optimistic about, is, you know, the type of travel that's coming back now, and we're starting to see some week over week positive trends. You know, with respect to the leisure travel and the drive to travel has really always been our core market. So a lot of the things that are important to guests right now may continue to be important to guests in the future. Instilling confidence and letting them know about our locations and our brand. So we're trying to have a flexible approach when it comes to our recovery campaigns and things of that nature. But with respect to kind of how we are looking at the future, it is a cautiously optimistic. We still have well over 90% of our hotels are open and in these drive-to markets. So we are optimistically planning ready to welcome them when they're ready to come back.
And then Deb, for kind of the bird's eye view here, how long do you think the pandemic's going to affect marketing? And do you think it ever will go back to normal?
Yeah, I think that there's, from a 30,000 foot view of branding in general, I think that the world is very, very different, and it will continue to be very different. What I mentioned at the beginning of this, when I was talking about just looking at this acceleration of the need for businesses to stand up and demonstrate their values and beliefs through their marketing, I think that's something that's not going to go away. It started really, really picking up pace back in about 2015, 2016, where we saw a lot of political issues become very, very divisive for consumers, and brands get into the conversation. That's only picked up speed and steam with the pandemic. And I think that that's something, it's never going to go back to the way that it was before. I think the key is, like both of these experts have mentioned, flexibility, you know, flexibility and adaptability, and really, really staying in close touch with consumers and understanding what are their preferences, what are their behaviors, you know, what are their various attitudes about things. At this very, very high level, zooming way out, I don't think that we are going to return to the way things were before. Today's marketing, when brands are not showing that they are acknowledging the current situation or even demonstrating awareness of the current situation, the brands that seem ignorant of that, it's really jarring consumers. There are brands, and not in the hospitality category, but in other categories that I've seen, that have still been incredibly forceful with the messages that they were using pre-pandemic and the approaches that they were using pre-pandemic, probably out of just panic, right? They see sales going away. And so they're just continuing on the same path with customer acquisition using the same tactics they were using before. I think that those brands are going to continue to fall out of favor with people if they can't keep up with consumers, their attitudes and their behaviors, you know, for the long term. So I don't think it's going back to the way it was before. We've changed the world of branding and marketing forever.
Oh, that is such a good note to end on. Thank you, ladies, so much for making time. This has been so great. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. This was really fun. I loved, Sheila, Emily, I loved hearing from you to understand, you know, what you're thinking about and what you're doing. The hospitality industry is the industry to watch, because it's going to set the tone for everything else.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you want more content like this, please subscribe to our channel. Or you can listen to Lodging on Demand as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.